This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that this is the first time in the history of India that the whole world is looking towards India with hope. Launching the Global Investors Summit in Bhopal, Mr. Modi said that common people, economists, institutions and many countries have expectations from India. From the World Bank to all the major institutions of the world are calling India the fastest growing economy. Mr. Modi said that this trust of the world on the country has also increased the confidence of the states. At the same time, the pace of development has also doubled due to the double engine government. The Prime Minister said that in developed India, three sectors, textile, tourism and technology, are the most important.
भारत के विकसित भविष्य में तीन सेक्टर्स की बहुत बड़ी भूमिका रहने वाली है. ये तीनों सेक्टर्स करोड़ों नई जॉब क्रिएट करने वाले हैं. ये सेक्टर्स हैं टेक्सटाइल, टूरिज्म और टेक्नोलॉजी. टेक्सटाइल के सेक्टर को ही देखें तो भारत कॉटन, सिल्क, पॉलिएस्टर और विस्कोस का दूसरा सबसे बड़ा प्रोड्यूसर है.
Mr. Modi said that this is the best time to invest in Madhya Pradesh because this state is among the top states of the country in terms of mineral resources as well as infrastructure. The Prime Minister delayed his arrival at the Global Investors Summit by about 15 minutes so that the students do not get late in reaching their examination centres. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also release the 19th installment of the Pradhan Mantri Kisan Samman Nidhi PM Kisan scheme from Bhagalpur in Bihar later today. The installment will be released to 9.8 crore beneficiary farmers via direct benefit transfer. More than 22,700 crore rupee assistance will be directly released to the bank accounts of beneficiaries of the scheme. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated all the farmers across the nation on the 6th anniversary of the Kisan Samman Nidhi Yojana. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed satisfaction that so far about 3.5 lakh crore rupees has reached the accounts of farmers under the scheme. He said this effort is giving respect, prosperity and new strength to the farmers of the country. The Prime Minister will also inaugurate and dedicate various development projects in Bihar and address a public meeting at the airport ground in Bhagalpur in the afternoon. Later, Mr. Modi will reach Assam on a two-day visit. The Prime Minister will attend the mega Jhumoir Binandini program in Guwahati today and will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit tomorrow. Indian Railways is making constant efforts to provide convenient travel options for pilgrims visiting the ongoing Mahakumbh at Prayagraj. Union Minister of Railways Ashwini Vaishnaw is monitoring the situation from the war room set up at the Railway Board. Mr. Vaishnaw also visited the New Delhi Railway Station last night to inspect the crowd management. Later speaking to media, Mr. Vaishnaw said several steps have been taken for crowd control at New Delhi Railway Station. The minister said all the counters for unreserved tickets have been removed from the first floor and have been built in the holding area. The railway is also continuously monitoring ticket sales and crowd levels at the highest level. To cater to the rush of pilgrims at New Delhi Railway Station, 5 unreserved trains were operated on Saturday evening. The first session of the newly constituted Delhi Assembly began today with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta and her cabinet colleagues Pravesh Sahib Singh, Ashish Sood, Manjinder Singh Sirsa, Kapil Mishra, Ravindra Indraj Singh and Pankaj Singh taking oath as MLAs. Pro Tem Speaker Arvinder Singh Lovely administered the oath to them and others. Other newly elected MLAs also took oath. The House has been adjourned till 2 p.m. Once the House reassembles, the election of Speaker will take place. In Bangladesh, a group of Dhaka University students staged a protest on the campus demanding the immediate resignation of Home Advisor Jahangir Alam Chaudhary, citing a surge in crimes across the country. In the WPL Women's Premier League Cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on UP Warriors in Bengaluru this evening at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.